Also, thank you very much to the Secretariat for their support in running the steering group and the working group on e-commerce this year. It's been very helpful. Just wanted to make one short point and then a slightly longer one, but I'll try and be brief. Firstly, just to correct what may have been a mistake from myself, that Poland were also represented on the steering group, and I'm very sorry if that's my poor record keeping that meant they didn't appear in the slide. So just to thank them and indeed all the other participants in the steering group for their hard work this year. Just very briefly on the ODR-ADR question, which India has consistently raised. Obviously, it's for the group and for this meeting to decide the best way forward and what we need to focus on in the very large area of e-commerce. But just to recap very slightly on my kind of closing comments at the end of last year's discussion on this, I think if countries feel that ODR, ADR is something that we should all spend time seeking to solve, and I think there are a lot of opportunities in the space, what I would suggest is that a country comes forward and perhaps offers a webinar, potentially within the scope of the existing working group, if that's acceptable to the other members, but to focus on four issues in particular and how those issues can be resolved. Because personally, I and indeed many of my colleagues have tried to resolve these issues, and we can't see how they can be taken forward. And those four are applicable law, so which laws are going to govern transactions across borders that therefore could then fall be resolved. So that's the first point, applicable law. Secondly, how do we get a situation where courts can recognise decisions across border? How can we get binding decisions between different jurisdictions? That's a very serious legal challenge. Thirdly, how is the work on a platform to take forward ODR, ADR going to be funded? Where is that money going to come from? And fourthly, how are we going to solve the language challenges in resolving multilingual consumer queries? I'm not suggesting that those don't have solutions. I am yet to hear credible, detailed solutions on each of those four points. And personally, I wouldn't recommend that this group or that the working group spends a lot more time. But I'm just trying to suggest a way forward if there are solutions to those four problems. But thank you very much. And thanks for the continued interest in the area. Bye.